Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Welcome back. Junkies on 106.7 The Fan. We are live on NBC Sports Washington, presented by Crop Metcalf. They are the official heating and cooling company of the Junkies. You're looking to be their next five-star HVAC technician or plumber? Just visit cropmetcalf.com and you can join their team. I'm John Paul Flame, joined by Eric Bickle, Jason Bishop, John Auville. That is the foursome. It is a Pro Football Focus Tuesday. We'll connect with Ian Harditz, NFL analyst, host of the PFF Fantasy Football Podcast. He jumps on at 9 o'clock. Will Brinson from CBS, NFL writer, insider, he'll join us at 8 o'clock. Right now, though, we hit the skins.
Oh, music to my ears, Cakes.
I know you do love that. You love that song.
Gives me some Chubb rock.
You're going to hear this for 2 weeks.
Isn't that great? No better time to win than before bye week.
That's right.
2 weeks.
Soak it in, baby.
The great hail. All right, the NFL trade deadline is 4 p.m. Tuesday, November 3rd. It's around the corner here, Cakes. And typically, if you had a 2-5 team, you might think that they might be sellers. But 2-5 only, what, half game out of first?
By time?
I'm not sure that's the case. Now, this is not like baseball where there'll be a flurry of deals.
Dude, your microphone is sounding starting to crap out.
Starting to sound wacky.
It's not my microphone. I'm sure it's the connection. You want me to reset?
No, there you go. You're better.
I think if you back off the mic, it's okay. When you got really close to the mic, it started
microphone is silly. It's the connection.
No, it sounds fine now.
It's probably a $2 wire.
Yeah. No, it's probably the Comrex. I probably have to reset it. Just let me know if it starts going bad. But, see, now you threw me. Oh, so it's not like baseball where there's a flurry of trades. But if there are some players that they're thinking about unloading or that would have some value, Cakes, here are 4 or 5, and I'm going to steal this from Riggo's Rag. This is their sort of compilation of 5 guys that they think.
Not the compilations you're used to, but go ahead.
I'm usually not a compilation guy, to be honest with you, because those only tease you.
Right.
You only get like 20 seconds, and then you're starting to really get into it, and then
you
go into another.
You the ones from the behind the doors back in the day, the 6-hour.
You're
colossal.
Kind of into those.
Yeah, those
combos.
Are the colossal combos.
Whatever they were called.
Yeah, I prefer those. So, all right, first guy.
The spelling might be a little different. It might be off by a letter.
The what?
The spelling might be off by like a letter. I've seen that.
Oh, really?
Yeah, mm-hmm. Yeah.
I don't know that I've seen that. I can tell you,
You take out the O and you
know what you're getting
a
at.
Different
yeah.
letter.
Yeah, I know what you're getting at. But
Valdez knows what I'm
Cakes
talking about.
Cakes love that, too. That gets Cakes going.
Yeah. I'm not a compilation guy, got to tell you. All right. So, Ryan Kerrigan, we talked about him. And I would hold on to him personally. I would probably hold on to most of these guys, to be honest with you, because we're only a half game out of first. But he, I guess, may have the most sort of attractiveness to other teams. He is the all-time leading sack leader, Cakes. He averages 10 sacks per year. His playing time has been limited, but they think it's keeping him fresher. And maybe part of the reason why. How many sacks does he have so far? Does he have 4 or does he just have 3?
He's the second leading sack guy. I think he has, let me punch it up, but I want to say it might be 3.5.
Is that might be right. But anyway, Ryan Kerrigan potentially could be out there. Now, with the with Washington having lost Ioannidis, and, you know, God forbid if they lose, like, a Sweat or Chase, I don't think necessarily you want to let go of Ryan. Personally, if I own this team, I would err on the side of having him a year too long. That's just me. I'm a loyal guy. Mm-hmm. So I would prefer to have Ryan here for another year or two and just be, you know, kind of the face of the franchise, class guy, and a spot player could come in. And you know, I think at this point in his career, I think Ryan could still have 7 or 8 sacks a year.
Now, if you look at the percentage, I saw that Grant Paulson retweeted some Pro Football Focus numbers. Trying to see if I can punch it up. So on 53 pass rushes, he has 10 pressures.
Right.
Pretty good percentage.
Right.
In fact, his percentage might be the highest amongst all the pass rushers on the team because he's got Jonathan Allen, 162, 15 of them. Jerron Payne, 191, 14 of them. Montez Sweat, 164. He has 27.
Right.
Chase Young, 134, has 14. But Ryan Kerrigan's up there in terms of the percentage of times he's creating some havoc.
Yeah. And he's good for depth, like you said. They lose Chase again. They Sweat.
Yeah, I think he – I
you know,
personally –
who are you putting in there if Chase Young goes down, if you don't have Kerrigan?
But Kerrigan's the guy, though, that may command some value. Peter King wrote about it in his Monday morning quarterback column, MMQB, and he pointed out – Kerrigan's due $6.8 million for the last 10 weeks of the contract, and that he averages 9.9 sacks a year in his career, so a contender might want him because it's good value.
Well, for sure, I would think a contender might want
him. He points to the Seahawks, the Niners, and maybe even the Patriots.
I mean, I guess the problem is, like, they gave the comp of, is it Marcus Golden? No, yeah, who's younger than him, who was dealt to the Cardinals for a 6-round pick. So what are you going to get for Kerrigan?
You know, probably something in that range.
Yeah, probably
so
about the same.
I think he's worth more than a 6-round pick to this team right now.
It's not like you're getting a 4th-rounder.
Yeah, I don't think so.
But the Ravens just traded for Ngakoue, right? Ngakoue. And they gave up a 3rd-round pick and a conditional 5th-round pick for him. Now, he's younger.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And maybe a little bit more productive. But I think you can get better than a 6-rounder for Ryan Kerrigan.
Well,
I don't think so.
Not much.
We'll see.
Probably not much.
I don't think so. Ryan Anderson is another name, right? So edge rushers, right? That's, I guess, in demand from teams. He doesn't play a ton.
No one wants Ryan Anderson.
He gets out there in packages with Ryan oftentimes, and he can pressure. And it was it a year or so ago when he had a bunch of like forced fumbles? I remember that. Now, I think overall he's been a disappointment.
Mm-hmm.
I expected
second
more.
Round pick.
But he's another one. I wouldn't move him. I think we need him. I consider us still in.
You wouldn't move anybody if you were the GM. You would just hoard all of your guys.
Yeah, I'm loyal, and I'm not a seller. I'm just not a seller.
Well, do you want to be a buyer? Because they do need one position. That's receiver.
Potentially. Here's the next guy that they say could be attractive. And this guy, I'd unload. Number 7. Dwayne Haskins. Give him a fresh start. You know, the first regime didn't want him. This regime gave him a quick look. They seem to be over him. So, you know, hopefully they haven't spoiled him yet. And I do root for the kid. He's local. I'd love to see him have a 15-year career. But it doesn't look like it's going to happen here.
What are you getting for Dwayne Haskins?
You got to get at least a 4th-round pick for him.
I don't know.
Guy
I don't
just
know.
Went first last
doesn't
year.
Matter.
I wouldn't give
his
a 4th-rounder.
His value has plummeted.
Oh, I think, come on. You got
I wouldn't
least,
give a 4th-rounder, but maybe a
team. I think
the
best you would get is a 5th-rounder, maybe like 5th and maybe like a 7th thrown
all
in.
All right, I'm saying he's worth a 4th. That's certainly what I would start with. Let me see. Rosen.
I definitely think you should be making calls. I said this yesterday.
Yeah. That's one guy I would move.
I would call the Cowboys. And I know you generally don't want to trade within the division, but – do you really believe Haskins is going to come back to haunt you? If you're out on Haskins, call a team that's desperate for a quarterback. And to me, the Cowboys are desperate for a quarterback. They're going to go with their 7th-round pick this week with Andy
Dalton. Unless Dalton only misses a week. Now, right. It looked like he was going to miss multiple weeks, multiple games, but maybe he only misses a week and then you're not as desperate.
Right. I think the Cowboys, they're at the Eagles this week, correct? Yeah. And then I believe they're on a bye. So that they want to let Dalton rest, I would guess, for the next couple weeks and hope he can return after the bye week.
Right. But if I'm the Cowboys and I'm in sort of win now mode, like, you know, Jerry doesn't like to, he's like Dan, right? He doesn't like to rebuild. He just wants to win. I make that phone call that we talked about yesterday to Ryan Fitzpatrick to the Dolphins.
Yeah, I just don't see the Dolphins being willing to move Fitzpatrick. You still haven't seen Tua. They're in the mix with a 3-3 record.
Mm-hmm. He's way more attractive than Dwayne, honestly.
Of course he is.
So if you want to win now.
Oh, yeah, you plug him in, he plays. Dwayne, if you trade for him, he's not going to digest the playbook in a week and start in 2 or 3 weeks.
It's going to be a
process.
More
of a long play.
Right. But I do root for him. I want to be clear. I root for him. I hope he finds success and has a 20-year career.
I hope he does, too. It's just not going to happen here.
It just doesn't look like it's going to happen here. Yeah. And then lastly, they have the linebacker combo of John Bostic or Kevin Pierre-Louis, however you say it.
Lewis, yes.
As far as I'm concerned, both those guys are eh. You can.
Are we talking about them as potential trade pieces?
Yes.
Who would trade for those guys?
Well, if you have an NFL GM with
half a brain is going to trade for John Bostic.
They're the starting of linebackers, Cakes. If you got injuries.
To use an old school term, dime a dozen. Those guys.
Yeah, well, I don't see many of those guys getting dealt. I mean, out of the names you just threw out there, maybe Haskins, but I can't see any of those guys being
dealt. Haskins makes sense to me.
Because there was interest in Kerrigan last year. So I would guess that there's going to be some interest
in Kerrigan this year. Kerrigan last year was on a team that had no shot at making the playoffs. This year you have a sweat. So I think you keep
him. But maybe Washington's perspective, if they receive the calls, is, hey, we're barely playing this guy at this point. And he played a little bit more this week, but the week before he was on the field for 7 snaps. I mean, he's not seeing the field very much. You like what you see from Montez Sweat. You like what you see from Chase Young. And your defensive lineman. So he's just not going to get many opportunities.
Yeah, but you need him for depth. You need depth.
I understand that's optimal, but maybe you can get something decent for Ryan Kerrigan.
Well, I think you couldn't get more than about a 6-rounder, but maybe you could.
Get better than that.
Maybe you could. Plus, I'm loyal to him. He's a face of a franchise kind of guy. I don't know where he ranks amongst all the other guys, but you're looking at a guy potentially could get some Hall of Fame votes. With the kind of numbers that he's putting up.
Yeah.
He's certainly an all-time great. He averaged 10 sacks a year.
He's not going to the Hall.
He's Hall of good. He's Hall of pretty good.
What if he does it for 2 more years? I don't know where he stacks up.
There's no chance he's going to the Hall.
He's never been. I doubt he's ever even been an all-pro.
I'm just telling you.
It's the Bernie Eagle bias coming in here.
Where does he stack up? He's the all-time leading sack leader.
Where does he stack up?
Yeah, where does he kick against, like, the Reggie Whites?
I mean, I'd have to look at the all-time sack.
What do they got, about 150 or so? And he's right around, what is he, around 100?
Bruce Smith has 200. Reggie White has 198. Kevin Green has 160.
Yeah.
Julius Peppers, 159.
Right. I mean, give me the 10th.
I mean, 20th is Simeon Rice with 122. I can't even go below that.
Okay. All right. Maybe I'm grasping.
I'm grasping.
I'm just telling you my instinct.
Kerrigan is 45th overall in all-time sacks, 94.
40, that ain't going nowhere.
Well, hold on. Is that including this year, the 94?
It's up to today.
It is? Okay.
Yeah. He's sandwiched in between non-Hall of Famers, I'm assuming, Steve McMichael and Henry Thomas.
Right.
Right. Okay. I'm just getting carried away in his Redskins.
Yes, you are. Yes, you are.
His history here. I mean, he's an all-time sack leader here.
I like him. He has made a Pro Bowl 4 times, but he's never been an All-Pro. He's never been Defensive Player of the Year.
They put in 12 guys a year in the NFL Hall of Fame.
They have better accolades than Ryan Kerrigan.
They have a bunch of donks. They got guys that have 4 good years. They put him in.
Eric, he's not going to the Hall of Fame.
All right.
We'll end the discussion right there.
All right. You guys should be mocking
the guys
me.
Who had 40
years. We'll have Canes, and they got to get in a senior committee and put him
here's
in.
Here's what you should do. You're bitter at them putting in somebody like Terrell Davis because he didn't have a long career? He had a 2,000-yard season. I mean, he won Super Bowls.
I didn't mention him, but they're like, you know.
Well, I'm trying to think who you're thinking of when you say they put in guys with 4-year careers. Can you name them?
Well, I'm thinking of guys like.
Like who?
Like Lynn Swann, who didn't have the longest careers, but they had moments where they were great.
Lynn Swann?
He won a bunch of Super Bowls.
He won them by himself.
Well, it helps when you win a bunch of Super Bowls.
He was still considered one of the best at his position.
And it took a while for him to get in. Look, it's fine. It's fine. I will defer to you guys. I didn't realize that guys had 200 sacks. So plus, I thought like 150 was the
Lynn Swann was a Super Bowl MVP and was on the all-decade team.
All right, whatever. I'm just telling
saying, the accolades, like Ryan Kerrigan doesn't have those type of accolades.
Yeah, but he's the face of the franchise.
He is. For us, he is. For
look,
us,
I like
he
him.
Is.
He's a nice guy. He sat down with us for table manners. We've had him on the show a bunch of times. Great dude. He's just not a Hall of Famer.
Okay, I backed off 5 minutes ago. Let it go. But I'm telling you, for us, he's one of our all-time greats. That's all. And I don't just ship him off, you know, for a fifth or sixth round pick.
That I would agree with.
That's all.
Now, maybe he goes to the Hall of Fame at Purdue.
Probably will. He probably will. But I don't know. If he plays two more years and gets 10 this year, 10 next year, to get about 110, 120, then come back and talk to me. I don't think he'll get there, but.
Probably not.
Yeah. Mm. All right. All right, so that
is this team going to be in the market for a receiver?
No, I don't think so. These guys are actually capable. They can catch the ball. You just got to protect. Oh, the receiver position is a little bit overrated in my opinion.
You need a receiver.
Yeah, but what market is there?
I don't know.
There's no one out there.
I know. I mean, I know they're not going after a Julio Jones type, but I just think they need help with the position.
They haven't not been scoring because they have, you know, poop receivers. I mean, I think they do have sort of mediocre receivers, but they haven't been scoring because the quarterback play has been bad.
True, but they've got one good receiver.
That's fine. You don't. It's a glamour.
They got
position.
Robert Foster.
They got a bunch of guys.
Tony Brown. No one's ever heard of these guys.
I think it's an overrated position on some level.
I don't
really, because it sure has helped the Cardinals to have DeAndre Hopkins.
Well, I mean,
and the Texans miss him.
He's a freak. I mean, yeah, of course you take a freak. But generally speaking,
I think they need better players at receiver. That's just me.
Yeah, I think eventually.
I don't think that's just you.
Because you know what
but
they
that's
can
not
do?
Why, that's not what's holding them back this
good
year.
Good receivers can separate from
part
defenders.
Of it.
What's holding them
guys
back
like Dontrell
is
Inman can't.
Terrible quarterback play.
All right.
Now, the guy that's playing now is playing a little bit better. But still, you know, it's not.
You don't think Kyle Allen could benefit from better weapons?
Of course he could.
Come on.
All right, got to take a break. Phone number if you want to chime in, 800-636-1067. It is a Pro Football Focus Tuesday here on the Junkies.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, There's joy in every journey.
Welcome back. Chucky's on 106.7 The Fan. We are live on NBC Sports Washington. So Halloween is Saturday.
Yep.
And by the way, my little one is obsessed with Spirit Halloween stores. She stumbled onto this YouTuber. I think he's called the Nate Guy. The Nate Guy.
Okay.
And he
he's
just
probably
goes
a millionaire.
He just goes into different Spirit Halloween stores and does tours. And he probably makes thousands of dollars with a million subscribers.
Yeah.
And she's watched them all. And so we'll go over there. I'll take the wagon. It's about a, I don't know, half mile, three quarters of a mile away. We take the wagon and walk over to Spirit Halloween and do the tour over and over again. And she loves pressing, I think they're called animatronics. You
right.
press the little button, and then all of a sudden the clown will jump out at you or something like that. But I stumbled on this list yesterday, and it made me think of EB. And I think tomorrow on a game show Wednesday we're going to play a game. But I just want to throw out a couple of scary movie characters,
okay.
The most famous scary movie characters,
yeah.
And see if you can name the movie.
Oh, I like this game.
All right.
We're going to save. I'm going to save the
I
big
mean,
boys
I mean, I haven't seen any
tomorrow.
Of them, but go ahead.
All right, but even I haven't seen this one, but I do know Pennywise. Do you know Pennywise?
No.
Valdez just had something move in his pants.
Pennywise.
Is it Pennywise, the clown from It?
Exactly.
Yes.
Yes.
Exactly.
By the way, that's a terrible movie.
Well, the original's silly.
Maybe the original, but the remake from, 3 years ago?
You won't read the book, awful. Jason. It's literally this thick.
I can promise you I won't.
I mean, it's the
it looks like,
book
it looks
I've
like
ever
War
seen.
And Peace.
Yeah.
So you know Pennywise even though you hadn't necessarily seen it. I know Pennywise. I haven't seen it. That's the clown from It. EB's our entertainment guru. How about Pinhead, EB?
Oh, I'd bet all the money in the world against right here.
AWOD doesn't count.
Can somebody loan me all the money in the world
right.
and take and this bet?
Right.
No,
I have no
zero
idea.
Chance.
I've never heard of Pinhead.
You don't know Pinhead, Jason?
I wouldn't even call someone a Pinhead.
Where's Pinhead from?
From
Pinhead
Hellraiser.
From, yeah, Clive Barker's Hellraiser.
Oh, I never saw Hellraiser.
Hellraiser? Are you
kidding? I never saw Hellraiser.
I mean, you just had to be aware. It's when we were in high school.
I mean,
it came out
is there a band called Hellraiser Cakes?
I don't know. There should be.
Sounds
it's a great
like
name.
That's actually yeah. a great band name, right?
So is Pinhead.
Pinhead might work, yeah. Nope, no idea. Go ahead. I mean, I'm not going to get a single one.
I didn't know
one.
That one. I didn't know that one.
I mean, you got to save them
keep
for
going.
Tomorrow.
Do one more.
That's all
more.
You got.
Just
how to get started.
Okay, how about...
might be burning it all here.
How about Leatherface?
Again. All the money in the world, somebody loaned it to me so
sure
I can bet against.
This is, again, another one that I'm aware of. I don't know that I've seen the movie.
I've only seen, here's a pun, bits and pieces of this right. movie, right. but I know it.
Leatherface?
Leatherface. Yes.
No, it just sounds like an ugly chick. Been in the sun too much. I don't know.
Like Can Mom.
Yeah,
How
can
come,
Mom.
Drab, you've known all these, right?
I'll be honest, I didn't know Hellraiser.
I know Leatherface.
Yeah. Okay, but you're younger than us.
You
so
do, Jason?
Yeah, it's the Chainsaw Massacre.
Yeah, Texas yeah.
Correct.
Chainsaw Massacre.
I mean, I just never
all right, so this will be the
that.
Easiest.
I saw that stupid.
I didn't even put the World Series on the other.
This will probably be
know,
the
you don't
easiest game for our listeners to play. Tomorrow we'll do Bet on EB. Halloween
do we have 100 prizes?
Well, he knows, like, Jason Voorhees, right?
Oh, I don't know.
Oh yeah, I've heard
you
of
gotta
that,
know Voorhees.
Yeah, I know. Hold
let's
on.
Let's see him work his way through this one.
Jason, is that the name of the movie or no?
No,
no.
Jason. I don't know. What's the name of it? Halloween?
No, that's Mike Myers.
What, I don't know. What is it? Which one
Friday
is it?
Friday the 13th.
Friday the 13th. Yeah.
Sure.
I'm gonna blow one more.
By the way, we
this
all
would
know.
Be impossible for you not to know. Okay. Because it's still popular today, and I just know this because I've been to that Spirit Halloween store so many times. There's still a bunch of Freddy Krueger masks out there.
Oh.
Do you know the series? Freddy Krueger, there's probably 5 or 6 of
at
them.
At least.
There's a million.
I don't think he's going to get
what's
it.
What's the question? I don't even know.
Freddy Krueger.
What was the movie series?
What movie was Freddy Krueger in?
You
got to know that one.
Jason Voorhees was Friday the 13th. What was Freddy Krueger?
Halloween.
No,
that's Michael Myers.
I feel
Myers.
Like you're doing a bit there.
I don't know. I don't.
You think he knows the Nightmare on Elm Street Nightmare. Series?
I mean, I've heard of
By
that.
The way, every horror aficionado knows that the mother was the first killer in Friday the 13th.
Well, of course,
Jason.
Of course, well, we true. Know that, Valdez. Okay. Everybody knows that.
Well, if he doesn't know Jason Voorhees and Freddy Krueger, we can't play the game.
Yeah,
that's true.
Well, then we're just going to give away a lot of prizes.
I know Hannibal Lecter, but that doesn't even that's not even in the genre.
What about Chucky?
It's actually on this list. Hannibal Lecter is Chucky? Considered the second biggest one.
No way he's going to pull this.
How did he not know Chucky? How do you not know pop culture, EB, at all? You don't know Chucky?
I've heard of it, but I don't know what it movie
Chucky
it's
was a stupid clown. I can't remember
From
the name
movie?
Of the movie, though.
It's a doll, not a clown.
Well, yeah, that's right.
It's a good guy.
Good guy.
Child's Play.
Yes.
Yeah, oh, Child's Play. I wouldn't have got
that.
Could
be here until the end of time and not get that.
Here's one. Let me give you one.
All right.
If you don't get this, walk off the show and go home.
Will you
go,
give me the rest of the day? Can I have the rest of the day off?
If you don't get it, no, because we know you're not going to get it.
No, he's going to get this one.
All right.
Norman Bates.
I don't know.
Norman Bates. Friday the 13th.
Why do you keep saying Friday the 13th? You already been given Jason Voorhees.
So there's
Voorhees.
Only one character he's... in Friday the 13th?
Yes, the bad guy's Jason Voorhees.
He's right, doing on, the I'm dumb
Psycho.
A1 bit.
Psycho. Yeah.
Yes. There you
is that
psycho.
It?
Yes. Yes.
All right. Part of it is also just being old and brain fog. Just taking a while for it to appear. But I haven't seen any of those. There's literally none of those movies I've seen, and I have zero interest. Why would I ever want to see? Why would I want to see something where you just get scared? Why would I want to go on a ride that scares me? Not into being scared. You know what I'm into? Being happy. Not into being scared.
What about this one?
I don't get scared when I watch the movies. I just they're entertaining.
Yeah, they're entertaining.
You're 50.
I don't want a nightmare.
You're not five. You're 50.
Yeah,
you're
not
going to
have a nightmare.
A nightmare. You can't survive.
I have zero interest.
You can't survive a nightmare.
You think I'm going to sit down and watch Nightmare on Elm Street or Friday the 13th at 50?
What about this one?
You think Freddy Krueger's going to kill you in a dream?
This is a classic.
You think I care?
This is a classic five-star movie.
Sure, I want to see some low-def movie that you guys thought was cool 40 years ago.
What movie?
They're good today.
What movie had a character named Jack Torrance?
Oh, yeah.
No
Jack the Ripper.
No.
No.
I mean, is that even a movie?
What movie featured
a kid? Can I give him the actor?
What movie featured a kid saying, Red Rom, Red Rom? Which is murder spelled backwards.
Poltergeist.
No, that's coming to the light.
I give you the actor?
What's the name of the movie?
No, don't tell him. I'm going to give you the
give
actor.
Give him the actor. See if he can pull it.
The actor is Jack Nicholson.
Psycho.
You just said Norman
Wasn't
Bates
he
was
in
psycho.
Psycho?
No.
No.
Oh. I don't know. What was the Jack Nicholson horror movie?
The Shining.
The Shining. Yeah, I never saw that.
The Overlook Hotel.
He doesn't know that. You think he knows about the Overlook Hotel and they're stranded there in a blizzard? No chance.
Why would I watch any of those movies?
Because really
they're entertaining.
They're not that. There's plenty of entertaining stuff out there.
You're so close.
You know what's entertaining? Pornhub.
You don't even know. You haven't even watched. If you haven't watched
any
of them, how do you
know? I think The Shining
is
more entertaining.
All right, here. All work.
I don't need to be. I'm not into. Scary movies.
All work and no play makes Jack a blank.
What is that from?
It's like The Shining.
So it's a popular cliche.
Finish the quote. But popular.
All right, say it again.
All work and no play makes Jack a blank. Actually, a blank blank.
Don't know. What is it?
The doll boy.
I don't even think he
gets hard.
How about this one? Here's blank when he's smashing a door with an axe.
He's not going to know that.
What's the question?
Jack Nicholson, who portrayed Jack Torrance in the movie The Shining, mm-hmm. in a very famous scene as he's trying to murder his wife,
right?
Yeah.
Smashes a door. I think it's a bathroom door that
Poor
she's hiding with an axe.
So terrified.
When he gets his head inside, he goes, "Here's blank.
Here's your shine box."
It's a name.
Hey, that's a good reference, but wrong
Thank
movie.
You. Thank you. Yeah, I have no idea. What is it?
Johnny. Here's Johnny.
Here's Johnny.
Hey, I'm going to give you another one. You'll get this. 100% you'll get this.
He will? I don't know. Confidence?
Because we play the audio clip all the time. We drop it.
It means nothing.
All right, Buffalo Bill.
All right, what's the question?
What movie is he from?
Buffalo Bill?
Yes, the character. That's a character name from a movie. From a famous movie.
Put the lotion in the basket. Put the lotion in the basket.
Maybe
a great big fat person.
You've seen the movie and you like it.
The movie where the guy, where the girl had a Johnson.
Don't you hurt my precious.
Do you know what movie I'm talking about? Huh?
You're talking about The Crying Game.
The Crying Game.
No.
The Crying Game.
I don't know.
You've heard them do Buffalo Bill on the show for years.
It means nothing to me. Have I ever commented on it? Have I ever chuckled? No, I haven't.
I know
I've
you
never.
Have.
It means nothing to me. It's some would dumb you, inside joke
would
you guys
you blank
have.
Me?
Yeah.
Would you blank
that doesn't
me?
Make me laugh. The so reference funny. Is completely lost on me. I just, you guys, when you guys do your little, you know.
I love this game.
You've never seen, film you've humor.
Never seen, hold on. You've never seen and don't like Silence of the Lambs.
I saw Silence of the
probably
Lambs.
Probably 30 years ago.
And you
liked
this.
It. You liked it.
I liked Silence of the Lambs.
All right.
Well, remember, he said he's only seen bits and pieces of Jaws.
Right. What?
Who hasn't seen Jaws?
I mean, that movie came out like 1977.
I wouldn't know the character
43
names.
Years ago.
I wouldn't know the character names.
Well, on this list, in terms of the greatest horror characters of all time, it's the shark.
Well, you'd probably get that one. I thought you were going to get Buffalo Bill.
Buffalo Bill?
Because I knew that you liked that movie.
Yeah. You don't remember him dancing around with the Justin Tuck?
Yeah.
Yeah, he Tuck talks move.
What movie was it again?
Oh, Silence of the Rams.
Silence of the Jared Goffs.
Yeah. But I don't memorize movies the way you guys do, too. Like, I see a movie, and I like it for about an hour, and then that's it. It's
but
out
do you
of my
remember
mind.
What Hannibal Lecter called Jodie Foster's character?
Clarice.
There you go.
Oh, you got
deep
it.
In the recesses, you can pull one.
Yeah, I don't. You know,
Eric won't watch these because he likes to be happy, but he's the most unhappy person I've ever met.
And then he says he doesn't like to watch comedies too.
I'm happy. Well, most comedies are dumb. You know, I don't like.
You're
the
not
dumb
open-minded
ones you
watch. To try them.
I'm with you on that.
By the way, Cakes, you're the only one that watched Borat.
I watched Borat.
You didn't like Borat,
I
liked
right?
it. I enjoyed
I didn't
it.
See it. I
gave
it.
It four cake batters. I know that Valdez disagrees.
I gave it a two.
Really? What didn't you like about it, Valdez?
Is it just stupid?
I think my expectations were too high.
Maybe
I watched
that was
the
it.
Original one first, and it's just butt funny. And
oh, you
then
watched them back to back.
Well, just like I watched them in the same weekend. I didn't watch them back to back. But then I just found myself. I probably laughed like hard four times, and then I laughed hard during the first Borat all throughout the movie.
Right.
It just I don't know what it was, but it just wasn't funny. Maybe because he had already done it, and there's no real shock value. Mm-hmm. It's hard. It's hard
to
describe why.
I decided to not watch it too. I decided I'm out on it.
You should definitely watch it. I texted Kevin and I told him that it was bad.
Oh,
yeah.
Really?
Yeah. Then Kevin
got all bitter.
Got
he
all
probably
bitter.
Had a conniption.
He got upset.
Yeah. You should definitely watch it though. It's worth watching because there are a couple.
Is at least the dance scene worth
the
it?
The dance scene's butt funny.
It's funny and it's horrifying at the same time.
Are they ever going to do a Jackass again? I'm into Jackass.
Those guys
I'm
are too old to do that now. You think those guys want to put their bodies through
like,
that?
You know, attach chum to their Johnson and dip it in the shark-infested waters or take a dump in a toilet in a Home Depot. That, to me,
I think I've done
is
that.
Entertainment. Yeah. That I like.
All right, got to take a break. Coming up next, we'll go around the NFL with the Junkies Blitz. Remember, it is a Pro Football Focus Tuesday. We got Will Brinson from CBS Sports joining us at 8. And at 9 o'clock, Ian Harditz from PFF joins us here on the Junkies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Welcome back. Chunky's on 106.7 The Fan. Will Brinson from CBS Sports will jump on at 8 o'clock as we go around the NFL. But right now, we'll do the Junkies Blitz. And we'll start with the game last night. It's a battle of two teams that you were trying to figure out who's real, who's not. The Rams had four wins, but only against NFC East. The Bears, of course, were 5-1. But if you looked at point differential, they'd won a bunch of squeakers. Seems like the Rams are the legit team. Rams pretty much thumped them. Final score 24-10, but it really wasn't that close. Jared Goff, couple touchdown passes. They ran the football, though, and they ran it right down their throat. They ran for 161 yards as a team. They don't have big names in the backfield. Darrell Henderson Jr., Malcolm Brown, both contributed.
They like to use Robert Woods in like the jet sweep game.
He rushes a good amount for them.
He fumbled, though, at the end. That's how Chicago got their touchdown and kind of snuck back into the game because it was 24-3. And they ran that jet sweep, and he fumbled, and it was a scoop and score for the Bears, which gave him a little life. But Bears fall to 5-2, Rams 5-2. And when you look at the standings in the NFC, so right now Philadelphia would be a division winner, right? So they would get a playoff spot. The Packers right now would earn the bye at 5-1. And then Tampa would be the 3 seed. They're winning the NFC South. Seahawks, I think, would be the 2 seed at 5-1. And then you would have the Arizona Cardinals and the Rams in the mix and the Bears. And then teams like the Saints, who are 4-2, and your Niners, Jason, who were in the Super Bowl, at 4-3 on the outside looking in.
Yeah, I mean, there's going to be one or two pretty good teams that aren't going to get a shot because they're going to put that NFC East winner in. I don't think the Niners will get in. They've suffered two more injuries. You know, Mostert's out with an ankle. They just lost Jeff Wilson, his backup. They lost Debo Samuel, who's always hurt, by the way. Lost
Tevin Coleman, though, is supposed to come off the IR soon.
Yeah,
so they
but he'll get hurt. He gets hurt every 10 minutes.
He's fragile, too.
And then San Francisco plays Seattle, Green Bay, New Orleans, and the Rams and the Bills in the next five.
You know, though, we've been talking about
Their schedule's just brutal.
We've been talking about how Washington has a legit chance to win the NFC East and how the NFC East, every team has a negative point differential. In fact, Washington has the best at minus 32 points on the season.
Thank you.
The NFC West, you've got Seattle plus 31, Arizona plus 57, the Rams plus 52, and the last place team in the division, the 49ers, plus 45.
Yeah. I mean, the combined record of the NFC West is 19-8. I'm sorry, 19-8.
None of them have what the Bucks have, though, plus 80 in the NFC anyway.
Yeah, the Bucks are just killing.
Trying to think. I guess Kansas City's second best was 75. So are the Ravens, actually.
But there's a lot of football left. There's going to be more injuries. Things are going to change. But right now, six teams with five wins.
Can you believe it's already week 8?
I know.
I mean, it's unbelievable.
Crazy.
Flying by, man.
Flying by. They're doing a hell of a job getting through the season. I mean, you have some, you know, guys testing positive here and there and dealing with it, but everyone's fine. There's, you know, and the games are going. It's amazing.
Yeah.
By the way,
life goes on.
Dan Orlovsky.
I'm with you.
Who is now a commentator on ESPN, I guess rewatched the Monday Night Football game between the Rams and the Bears, and he said his biggest takeaway was the coaching gap between Sean McVay and Nagy. Enormous, he said.
Yeah.
Well, didn't Nagy just let the time bleed at the end of the first half when he had timeouts? I mean, he pulled a Ron Rivera.
I also heard,
what are you doing?
I also heard Riddick and Greasy just saying that the offense is doing them no favors, like the schemes. Hmm. That, you know, I know that you'd like to rip into Foles, but that the schemes aren't doing them any sort of favor. Putting him back in like 5-step drops and 7-step drops, and every time that he was in a deep drop back, and we can remember what the Rams did to Washington, he faced pressure.
Well, the schemes may be poor, but I think the personnel is poor too, offensively, outside of Allen Robinson, who's a mega stud. I mean, David Montgomery has been a flop in the backfield. And who are the other skill positions? It's kind of like
Miller's
Terry McLaurin set up here. Like
Miller's pretty good.
Yeah, but he's flaky. He's like late to meetings. I think he's fallen out of favor with them. I think the rookie Mooney, they try to feature, but there's just not a lot there offensively.
Yep.
Yeah,
but they're
Patterson
still 5-2.
Patterson did nothing.
Well, that 5-2, I believe, is gonna crumble over the second half of the season.
Well, let's look at their schedule in the next, let's say, 4 weeks, month.
Let's see the next month or
Saints.
So.
Saints. Titans, Vikings, Packers. Pretty tough.
They probably lose three of those four.
Yeah, I would say at least two, yeah.
They probably beat the Vikes, but
They could beat the Saints. They could beat the Vikes. They might get two out of the four.
We talked a little bit about Cam Newton earlier. So he goes on WEEI Sports Radio in Boston on Mondays. I guess, you know, Brady used to do that. So now it's Cam Newton's gig.
Get paid.
And he said the
first thing. It's augmented salary, JP. He's only getting paid like $1 million.
It's true. How's he going to survive? He said, the first thing I said to myself coming home after they lost the Niners 33-6 and he was benched, he was like, you keep playing games like that, bro, and it's going to be a permanent change.
He's right. And Belichick's not going to keep throwing him out there if he's throwing his team right out of games.
But Belichick doesn't really have, much of an option.
Oh, he doesn't have great options,
of course.
He doesn't. But.
And don't you think? I mean, I don't think.
Well, let me ask you this: If they're 2-4, he hadn't been 2-4 in 20 years. Mm-hmm. If they go out and lose to Buffalo, and he throws two more interceptions and has a fumble, don't you think he's got to make a move?
Yeah,
maybe.
I know there's not a great option because you got Stidham and Hoyer, or maybe just Stidham.
Maybe,
I don't
but Cam's got a 10-year track record. I think he probably deserves a little more of rope.
He might, but Cam knows
it's a
that.
1-year deal.
I just want to say this: I've been a Cam guy. I'm definitely a Cam guy. I thought Washington should have brought him in the offseason. All the people had said, "Well, you got Dwayne Haskins. That's going to ruin his development." My argument was, "Well, then beat out Cam Newton. If he's good enough, beat him out." Cam gets a bum rap, and deservedly so, for the way, you know, he shows body language and the podium. But He's been pretty stand-up here. Like, I'm looking at what he said.
I agree.
He said, for any type of competitor, do you feel embarrassed? Yeah, I don't feel offended by what was done, being benched. He said, I don't feel offended leaving this type of conversation. I'm a realist. I don't fear my position stability more so than controlling the locker room. He acknowledges this. He says, performances like yesterday jeopardize that. It's like, oh, my God, players talk, and that's what's most important to me. Knowing you have your coach's belief is good, but my belief is that I want the whole facility to believe in me. So he recognizes what's happening. He's got to produce.
I'm not a huge Cam guy by any stretch. And I, you know, oftentimes I think he's a total douche at the podium, which I don't like. But I think he deserves a little more rope here. He's had a couple bad games. You know, he had the suspension, right? So he couldn't be around the facility for a while.
That definitely hurt.
Let's give him an opportunity to fight his way through it. Maybe he deserves it. He's had 10 years of success or whatever.
Maybe he's still dealing with the COVID after effects. I mean, I don't know. I don't know what's going on with him.
He said that's bogus. I think somebody did ask him if he was having COVID fog.
He doesn't have – no. He just – no, but just not practicing for 10 days, yeah. You know, or whatever. You know, I'm sure it's had an impact. I think he deserves a couple more games before we seriously start thinking about benching him.
Coming up next, Will Brinson is going to join us, senior NFL writer for CBSSports.com, as we talk NFL here on the Junkies on the Fan.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey. This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.